brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
The InfoWars crew is just a group of amazing people, but they are understaffed. But you, the listeners, can ferret it out just to show the unbelievers out there that I know what I'm talking about, because I've watched the same scripting, the same playbook played over and over again with horror. It just tears my guts out that this has all the signs of a staged event. I'm tired of watching the globalists take over. My entire will, everything I am, is set against these people. And I said probably, let's not exaggerate, five times yesterday in the first 3 hours before the Ryerson letter was announced, after I got off the air yesterday, that I would expect, if this is a black op to steal our liberties. You see a grizzly bear in the woods, folks. It's like asking, does it crap in the woods? I'm sorry. It's just everything about this, the preconditioning, the rollout, all of it just screams branding, branding, branding. Demonize the patriots. Flip Homeland Security against libertarian gun owners, conservatives. I mean, I've been telling you every day. And bare minimum, they've provocateured some mentally ill person. They're now coming out and saying, yes, it's, we now believe it'll be a domestic group and a right winger. Michael Moore, Chris Matthews, Shalon. Let's hope the Boston Marathon bomber is a white person. Officials, Boston bombing likely carried out by domestic terrorists, not Al-Qaeda. And then see, when, of course, that comes out, they'll all be, see, we predicted it. Southern Poverty Law Center, a month before, said a new Oklahoma City is imminent. And they said, we remind you, Mr. President, we warned your predecessor, Bill Clinton, 1 month before it was imminent as well. Oh, you're not, we're not going to look at you, that you have connections to people that are on the inside, and it, which it turned out you were running the Elohim City that McVeigh was in, that came out in federal documents. And the deputy attorney general was over that, who's now attorney general, who ran Fast and Furious. Oh, no, it's that you're so smart. And you care about us so much. They're targeting an audience of emotional nincompoops. And those of us that know the game, I mean, it's like watching football in 1/100th speed. And having the playbook, okay, they just gave this call, that's a code for this. He's going to run the wishbone, okay? He's going to throw to that. I mean, this is 100%. And I'm here, and I'm working around the clock, not because I'm a hero, but because we have no future if we don't beat this. I did 3 hours of Coast to Coast AM. Then I slept for 2 hours. I did an hour plus with Opie and Anthony this morning. The crew's been doing, I don't know, 9, 10, 12 hours a day live coverage. So, quite frankly, I feel good. I mean, I feel good, like after you've been in a big fight and got out of it alive. I mean, I feel like I've been beat to hell, but I still feel good. And I got to go work on the next issue of the magazine and stuff after I get off today. I'm not complaining, but folks, there's a reason I got black circles around my eyes, because I burned the candle at both ends, and I'm proud to be doing it. Because, you know, any time now they could set me up, arrest me, kill me, whatever. I want to make sure I put in the maximum effort now before the hammer really drops. And, you know, to the trolls and people out there, this happens every time there's a false flag. How dare Alex Jones say it can be a false flag? Governments never did anything like this when there's all this evidence and all these other events. As if what trolls go out and do affects me. Now, it's meant to affect other weak-minded people, but weak-minded people are going to be weak-minded. I mean, that's just the way it is. That's just the way it is. And, of course, I said, what prediction did I make five times yesterday? I don't even know how I know all this stuff. I just know it because on the day of 9/11, I said they're going to launch a bio attack now to keep the fear going. And you know why I knew that? Because, well, the anthrax vaccine they were pushing and a bunch of other stuff. But this time, I said, there'll be another bio attack if this is an inside job. And Obama and a senator have reportedly been mailed Ryerson now. So there you go.
Introducing Pro One. All of your filtration in one system, portable, on the go. No more do you have two or three filters to just reduce sodium fluoride. You have a system that cuts out the sodium fluoride and up to 95% of hydrofluorosilicic acid. Advanced manufacturing technology combines silver impregnated white ceramic with new Aquamedics advanced media for removal of fluoride and other heavy metals, all in one filter element. It is the only one that does it, and out of the gate, we have it discounted at 10% off with promo code WATER. This is the only system that in one unit helps reduce or remove pesticides, herbicides, chloramines, ammonia, and chlorine, hydrofluorosilicic acid, the most common form of fluoride not covered by other fluoride filter brands, and sodium hexafluorosilicate. Get your Pro Pure with a new Pro One filter today at InfoWarsStore.com or by calling 888-253-3139.
Time and time again.
You need to come here and help us. We need assistance. Please.
Those we should be able to depend on let us down.
Federal and state and local officials saying help is on the way. Well, the folks here in Bell Harbor say show me.
Don't depend on the government to save you. Take action now so that you're prepared for the next disaster with MyPatriotSupply.com. Get the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Call 866-229-0927.
We are hurting down here, and we need help immediately.
Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Being prepared against possible food shortages and economic collapse is not complicated. Just remember two words, disaster, stuff. Add .com after those two words and you've got just one site for all your preparedness needs. DisasterStuff.com prepares your family against food shortages with Linden Farms freeze-dried foods in buckets or Gourmet Reserves freeze-dried food in number 10 cans, both with free shipping. Purify and rid your water of contaminants with a Big Berkey or other Berkey system and get free shipping plus a water level spigot or fluoride filter at cost, and protect your radios and other electronics from EMPs with our EMP Faraday bags starting at just $5.90. When the food shortages and economic instability happens, be ready with all your stuff from DisasterStuff.com. Just remember two words, DisasterStuff.com. Freedom through self-reliance and personal responsibility.
Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
Ladies and gentlemen, we are broadcasting worldwide, and I am the machine of talk radio. Did Coast to Coast last night, opening Nancy this morning. I'm running on two luscious hours of sleep, and I'm going to be live here for at least the next 3 hours. Then Ja'Kari Jackson, Rob Dew, David Knight are going to be in here, Rob Jacobson and John Bowner out in California doing interviews on a film we're working on. And some of the other crew is working on background and research, like Leanne McAdoo and others. Wow, where to begin here? I said yesterday, at least five times on air, that if there is a bio attack like the anthrax attack, and then I went through how that was Fort Detrick, Maryland, the most weaponized anthrax ever known to man, one machine to miniaturize the anthrax reportedly cost in the hundreds of millions of dollars. And it is a patented Department of Defense system, and they tried to frame three different patsies for it and finally killed the third patsy. Killed the doctor they set up, and then it was in the back of the paper that they force-fed him prescription Tylenol while in a straitjacket. So, boy, they were really desperate to get a patsy that time. Because it was the wheels were coming off. So, I mean, I specifically said if there's another anthrax type attack, and I even saw the comments coming on the site going, where does Jones come up with this stuff? He's so crazy. This is not 9/11. Well, if I've learned one thing about criminals and psychopaths and the groups that are involved at a criminal network level, doesn't mean there isn't radical Islam, doesn't mean all that's not, some of that's not real. There's criminal networks above it playing all sides off against each other to bring in globalism, order out of chaos. Look at how our government is using Al-Qaeda in Libya and Syria to ethnically cleanse blacks, Christians, and Muslim minorities. I mean, you cannot deny the CFR said, quote, we need Al-Qaeda 6 months ago and praised them. And the New York Times has said, well, Al-Qaeda is the main force and we are giving them weapons because they're the ones that can kick Assad out, who did nothing to anybody. I'm certainly not nominating him for the Peace Prize or anything. I mean, Obama doesn't deserve it either, but compared to Obama, he's an angel. As dictators go, he's one of the better ones. I could care less if he got overthrown and a real new government came in there. I wish they were free people completely. We've had Syrian opposition groups on of people that live in Australia whose families were basically run out of the country decades ago because of not liking Assad, and they say that what's happening is wrong. My point is the globalists don't care about you. They would kill you in a New York minute if it meant they got power and control. In fact, they enjoy it. And if you study criminology, as I've done, I've studied history, and I've also studied a lot of criminology. And I don't mean whodunit murder mystery books. I mean I've read PhD-level textbooks because it's so fascinating that just cuts down to the hardcore info on how criminals act or how predators act. And let me tell you, they leave calling cards. Everybody knows they brag, and they are pathological. They do the same thing over and over and over and over again. That's how cops, you know, good detectives, back when that still existed, they've pretty much gotten rid of it, you know, knew who different bad guys were and people that had gotten out of prison, and they knew the M.O., the little signs that were put, you know, down in the notebooks of what the person had been done on other cases. And maybe 20 times they'd robbed a bank or, you know, hundreds of times been a cat burglar and not got caught, but finally got caught. The police had notes on how they did it over and over again. So I'm sitting here going, okay, this is a false flag. Expect the letters to start getting mailed out right about now. Or expect the letters to start arriving, something like the anthrax attack, to create a ton of fear in Washington and a state of panic to get the open borders passed, the gun registration arbitrarily where without a judge or jury, a psychologist or psychiatrist can just say, take your guns because they say so. All that's happening right now. All of this is unfolding, and so it's a replay where they want to get the Patriot Act through. They want to get all this unconstitutional stuff through. 9/11 wasn't enough, even though it was all pre-written, that came out. So you have an anthrax attack to the media to scare them to get in line and to key people in the House and Senate. And now a pro-gun key senator who's been saying he will not vote, he may be the vote on whether this is going to pass the Senate or not, has received, they've confirmed, an envelope, the office of a Senator Roger Wicker, Republican Mississippi, included a substance that has tested positive for the toxic substance ricin. By the way, I had McAfee on, one of the only interviews he did before he disappeared a few months ago. We aired it live on the Nightly News, and I said, that is such an incendiary interview, and I've only done this in 2 years doing the Nightly News, maybe three times. I said, do not post that to the archive, and do not put that out on the YouTube channel. That is so incendiary. What he is saying, that they're going to attack the government with ricin and that Muslims are behind it, tied into Iran, I said, because he couldn't give me proof. But he said, but he suddenly went from being the goofy guy to like sounding like an intelligence operative or something on and off air and about how he was being hunted and stuff. By the way, call McAfee. Let's try to get him on. And it was so shocking. I said, I even told him, I said, I'm letting this go out live during a break, but I said, I'm not going to promote this interview. We will dig the interview up and air it tonight. on the nightly news at the end of the news. It is newsmaking. See, as an investigator, these are the things we look at. And now Obama has gotten a suspicious letter. And if this continues, which it probably will, the media will get it, and then we'll never find out who did it, or they'll have some guy they drug up who dies in custody, and then, oh, just move along, nothing happening here. It's like Groundhog Day. I mean, I feel like Bill Murray right now. And just the childishness of the minority of people that I see on YouTube and comments going, how dare you not care these people died, as if I don't care. Hey, I have massive empathy, but I try to not sit here and show it on my sleeve, because I know they're going to selectively unfreeze our emotions and say, now it's okay to care about these people. But what about the 500 plus people, most of them innocents, raped and killed in Chicago last year, the crime capital of the world, where they weren't allowed to defend themselves? Oh, no. And those deaths, those rapes, those killing of men, women, and children, I'm not supposed to care about that. Or when Time Magazine says, let's kill old people. Or Bill Gates says, hey, that we need the case for killing granny. We need to get rid of old people. And by the way, let's kill children up to age 3 or even healthy, you know, Journal of Bioethics and all this. And it's like, oh, Alex, big deal. There are too many people. I mean, we see all this callousness about, you know, by the collectivists, because they'll get more because they're young right now. You know, we kill people. What an immoral group, as if the globalists are going to give you anything, as if they won't kill you next, you morons. You see, those of us that have empathy, it's already pre-built in. We don't do it because, oh, we know if we let somebody else get hurt, it'll end up coming back on us. That's how the universe works. But our genetics, our spirit, our instincts go, oh, no, I don't, you know, oh. You see somebody hit by a truck, and you empathize. You get sick. You get nauseous. And again, I've told the story. I've saw a lot of fatality wrecks 6-7 times. And I was in a couple bad wrecks myself. I was with some friends one time drag racing over the I-30 bridge between Rockwall and Rowlett outside Dallas. And the guy's Corvette tire blew out in front of us. And this was in heavy traffic, you know, going 150 miles an hour, cutting between cars. And it flies in and explodes. And I watch people flying around. And there's blood spraying out of necks and arms. We pull over to help them. And I was sitting in the passenger seat. I wasn't drag racing. I was like 12 with a 16-year-old. And I started, after the ambulances got there, was fire ants all over people, other cars wrecked, and this wreck, this pileup was in the news at the time, and after it was all done, the smell of the blood and the empathy, I started vomiting. See, a psychopath or a sociopath, it would just be entertaining to them. And see, people are becoming artificial psychopaths or artificial sociopaths, bare minimum, by all the simulated shoot-'em-up games and movies and all this, where people don't have empathy now. People don't have empathy. And I've told the story many times. My grandfather, you know, who was in World War II and saw quite a bit of stuff, not even so much in the air after he flew his 22 missions out of North Africa and Italy. After they took Italy, he was in the Army Air Corps, and they put him over a mess hall as a officer. And he spent most of his time trying to feed the starving Italians. People were starving to death. Yeah. A lot of the death was just there was no food and everything had been bombed out. And that's why we go to a restaurant and not order any food. He would wait till everybody ordered their food. It wasn't even a neurotic thing. He would then eat everybody's leftovers because he saw starving kids and would end up, you know, trying to, you know, even give the food he had to them because they were under regulations not to give people food. And you know, then there's all these fake people about, oh, when they're told to have an emotion, they get all emotional. And, oh, we've got to give our rights up. We've got to get rid of our Second Amendment. There's like Hollywood actors blaming the Second Amendment for this. And I bet it's gunpowder. I said that yesterday, and now they're doing it. I bet it's gunpowder they got that did this. Any way to blame the Second Amendment. But my grandfather, when it could be in a movie, whether there was any type of violence or anything, and he shouldn't want to see it. And it wasn't because he was a wimp. Oh, you can't handle the violence. It was because he'd seen so much of it. And it's just so it physically gets to me. I empathize at a very deep level. That's where the rage comes from, ladies and gentlemen. That's how I'm able to not sleep and fight the New World Order on just a couple cups of coffee. I had like 2 cups of coffee yesterday. I'm able to do it because it's the mission. this mission has got to be completed to defend people. And the reason I tell the story is that we're desensitized to all this killing. We'll come back.
Nice shooting. Hey, that's a sweet AK-47 chest rig. Is that multicam?
Yep, got it from StrikeHardGear.com.
Strike what?
StrikeHardGear.com.
Set your sights on StrikeHardGear.com. Tough, tactical gear for your Soviet-style weapon that's made in the USA. Affordable, plus a no-questions-asked 30-day money-back guarantee and lifetime replacement warranty. StrikeHardGear.com. Go ahead. Pull the trigger.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
In the last 2 years alone, the U.S. has seen huge losses to our food supply. In 2011, storms and floods raged across the U.S., costing us $20 billion in lost crops alone. In 2012, we saw the largest drought in the country in more than 50 years. You may think out of sight, out of mind, and so you don't think you will be affected. The fact is, you are. We all are. Food shortages drive prices up for everyone. You might not be able to control Mother Nature, but you can control your food prices by freezing the cost and availability of your food supply with eFoods Direct. Be prepared before you need it. With nutrient-dense food you can store for up to 25 years. You can hope for the best, but hope won't feed you. Do what I've done and get your own supply of the best storable foods out there from eFoods Direct. Call 800-409-5633 or visit them on the web at eFoodsDirect.com/Alex and check out their spring specials. Again, that number is 800-409-5633 or on the web at eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. You can bet your life on eFoods Direct.
Is this the year you finally get serious about your family's drinking water? If so, keep listening for a special offer from Big Berkey Water Filters. Did you know that over 60% of municipal water is fluoridated? Berkey Water Filters distinguish themselves from many other filtration systems with the capability to significantly reduce dangerous chlorine, fluoride, arsenic, and disinfection byproducts from municipal water via the Black Berkey and PF line of filters. Then there's affordability. At only 1.7 cents per gallon, Berkey Water Filters purify treated and untreated water, even stagnant pond water. Stop and think how much money you could save by simply reducing buying bottled water and using water filtered by your Berkey water filter. No need to be constantly replacing expensive filters with a Berkey. A single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. Choose the best size Berkey for your needs at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And right now, all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Just call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Or visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Free shipping on every order over $50. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy 3 Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com includes detailed planting and seed saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.
Jones here, back live. Paul Watson coming on with a case of government and media mind control, where they openly have tried to overthrow reality. We're talking about the Family Guy that's become a big national story. I mean, it's just all over the place. The Family Guy hoax. We edited 2 different shows together when we didn't. And it is real. And Seth MacFarlane comes out and says, how dare us do this, when he's the one that made a joke about bombing the Boston Marathon. So the turbaned cowboy, the Tea Party guy that joins the Taliban, See that narrative in all the shows and movies. He bombs it with the Taliban. I mean, and Fox admits in the AP it's a real episode. They've deleted it remotely off TiVo's. Memory hold it. There's that news. And then meanwhile, other news still keeps saying it's not real and it's a hoax. I mean, that's how dumb they think you are. Where they just think they can put anything out, and that's coming up. Ladies and gentlemen, we also have this incredible video that went up on InfoWars.com last night. Highly decorated Iraq war, Afghanistan war veteran who lives outside Temple. I've had family in that area and just went for a 10-mile hike with his son with a merit badge with an AR-15. And let me tell you, growing up in Texas, I mean, I walked around with mini 14 range rifles, shotguns, you name it, and you'd never see the police, but you'd walk, you know, we got one piece of property here, and there'd be another piece of property maybe a mile away, a larger piece of property, because we've got some land up by the farmhouse, but then the main pieces of land are a mile down the road. I've walked so many times with AK-47s, AR-15s, M4s, because they're lighter, so I'll carry usually a lighter rifle. Hog hunting, you name it, because when you're walking, you know, down the road, but down your own fence line, you're allowed to shoot over your own fence line. That's when you see the coyotes. It's when you'll see the wild hogs. It's when you'll, the point is that this guy was out there walking in the middle of Texas, out in the middle of nowhere, in farmland. And he's a pretty famous guy, by the way, a political writer, and critical of Obama. And him and his son and the cops grab him, slam up against the deal, and call that resisting. And then say, you're not allowed to rudely have a gun and rudely display it. And he said, well, what law did I break? And the cop goes, the sergeant goes, there doesn't need to be a law. We're going to play that coming up. He goes, there doesn't need to be a law if you scare people. So I guess the argument would be disorderly conduct, disturbing the peace. But it's not when somebody, and I tell you, they didn't even know this guy was a highly decorated, master sergeant? Because when he starts, like, barking orders at him, you can tell they've been under military discipline. They start not knowing what to do. But they still ended up taking him to jail and charging him with a felony resisting police, which is so evil, ladies and gentlemen. To have it all on video, he did nothing. I mean, he admits in his affidavit, the cop gets out and says, stop, come here. He does. And the cop grabs, like he's scared, the AR-15 that is military style strapped to his chest. And all he does is lean back and go, whoa, and then pull the camera out and turn it on. So then the cop pulls his gun on him, grabs him, and this is all on video, slams him on the car, and it just goes on and on. It's like, I don't know, what is it, 15 minutes long? And I've told you this. I have been walking from one farmhouse to a family's farmhouse a half mile away in the middle of nowhere in East Texas. This has had to be 10 years ago. And you know, I'm not creeping around. I'm walking down the road. I got a rifle on my shoulder. You know, so I got a full metal jacket. You know, that is not your daddy's shotgun. And, well, I mean, I had it, like, you know, over the back of my neck, walking with it safely. And the cop pulls over and says, where are you going? What are you doing? Are you poaching? And I'm like, I'm walking around with a gun going over. Well, who are you? Well, I'm it's my property. And then my dad's always trying to talk me into going down to opening day because we don't really hunt a lot. But we have a lot of hunters that lease our property. And I'm like, no, I will not go down to opening day. I will not go down to opening day. The year before last, they had, well, I don't know, 10, 15, a federal task force of game wardens. They were on federal task force, and they're all sitting around opening morning. There aren't even any deer hanging up, and they run around and act all weird and run in and start breaking into campers and, you know, telling them, like, you know, they're a SWAT team. And then this year, a sheriff's deputy, crazily with the gate open, comes driving through with his family members, not even a deputy, and jumps out with a rifle. And then starts telling everybody, you know, basically get ready to be searched. I mean, this is just lawless lunatics. Lunatics, even in Texas.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Start life over. Spend more quality time with your family. Take more vacations. Own your own business. Be healthy and earn the kind of income you've always dreamed of. Is it possible? Yes, with Youngevity. To learn more, go to InfoWarsTeam.com. That's InfoWarsTeam.com. Then pre-register for the Spring Youngevity Convention, May 2nd through 4th in Las Vegas, Nevada. And guess who will be there?
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. And I prescribe the Healthy Body Challenge, and I'll be there.
Hi, this is Pharmacist Ben Fuchs, and I'm taking the Healthy Body Challenge, and I will be there.
Hi, I'm Dr. Peter Glidden. I'm doing the Healthy Body Challenge, and I'll see you at the Youngevity Conference in May.
Take the Healthy Body Challenge, and don't miss the Youngevity Convention in Las Vegas, Nevada, May 2nd through 4th. For more information, go to InfoWarsTeam.com. InfoWarsTeam.com. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.
Do you owe the IRS money that you can't pay? Are tax liens and levies ruining your life? Are you tired of being afraid just to go to the mailbox? If this describes you, then Dan Pilla can help.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been solving tax problems for more than 30 years. In fact, I wrote the book that made it possible to negotiate settlements with the IRS, and I've helped thousands of people do exactly that. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. New changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever before eliminate their debts once and for all. There's no need for you to suffer another day with IRS debt. Call 800-346-6829. I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
In the last 2 years alone, the U.S. has seen huge losses to our food supply. In 2011, storms and floods raged across the U.S., costing us $20 billion in lost crops alone. In 2012, we saw the largest drought in the country in more than 50 years. You may think out of sight, out of mind, and so you don't think you will be affected. The fact is, you are. We all are. Food shortages drive prices up for everyone. You might not be able to control Mother Nature, but you can control your food prices by freezing the cost and availability of your food supply with eFoods Direct. Be prepared before you need it. With nutrient-dense food you can store for up to 25 years. You can hope for the best, but hope won't feed you. Do what I've done and get your own supply of the best storable foods out there from eFoods Direct. Call 800-409-5633 or visit them on the web at eFoodsDirect.com/Alex and check out their spring specials. Again, that number is 800-409-5633 or on the web at eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. You can bet your life on eFoods Direct.
Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
You know, they say if you can't stand the heat, stay out of the kitchen, but you're in the kitchen, you're in the New World Order hell house. Not going to get out of it without changing the world back to liberty and freedom and common sense. But the more decadent things get, the more dumbed down the public gets, the more the corrupt can get away with basically almost anything. Here are some of the latest news reports up at InfoWars.com. Confirmed by eyewitnesses, bomb squad drill was underway at Boston Marathon. And Mike Adams and his crew was able to actually get a hold of the marathon coach who was in the NBC News piece who went on to elaborate on things. People tried to say that that NBC News piece was wrong, that the News 15 piece was wrong. Well, the five-minute video that StoryLeak.com originally got is up there. We'll be playing that on air. And the high-def, high-quality audio of Dan Bondi at the press conference. You can see how freaked out they were, how the demeanor changed. When he said false flag, they acted super guilty. You see people actually jump. Certain people, ATF that comes into the screen. That's how I caught a bunch of city corruption once. I've told the story many times. I knew they were doing something. So I walked in and I said, I've got you. I know about the stolen money. To the board meeting. And I watched the two people that freaked out in the meeting. And I went, yep, I've got you. And then it was just like a cop movie what's his name? Columbo, the little guy that goes around. And it was just like that. It's like when a cop goes, I know you've got the drugs under the seat. Oh, I didn't mean to. It's his. And I only sent one of them to prison. People can look that up. John Villarreal, the head of the cable system over there. And again, I wasn't even doing Access TV shows anymore. I mean, people that put my show on there. It's just that I wasn't going to let them shut it down. And it went high up into the city. But it's a side issue. The point is that if no one would have confronted them, it would have been shut down. That was like 7 years ago now. And it was one of the only cases where people in the city have been convicted of fraud when it's going on everywhere. Just because I was willing to go in and bluff them. Because I'd already talked to an accountant, it wasn't really a bluff, and they said, look, there's like $600,000, $700,000 missing. They're lying, saying there's not the money here. Don't tell anybody I told you this or I'm going to be fired. And that was at a telecommunications meeting, and that's why I had to go snoop around. And I knew who was behind it. I'm already digressing. The point is that no one's willing to go in and confront these people. I mean, you go and you go, what about the drill? And immediately they're, oh, I mean, that's how they can do brain scans to tell if you're lying. Now, you can't trust them to do brain scans because the government's been proven to be so corrupt. They can frame you with the lie detector. But brain scans even better because they can tell in the brain, have you seen this before? So they show you the image of the dead body, and if it takes the brain a while to recognize it, and then it goes through certain areas of the mind to process it, and then it goes to memory, then they show it to them again, then the part that first processes it doesn't light up. The part that already has it processed and stored in short-term memory or long-term memory lights up. Okay, it's not 100%, but it's getting pretty darn close to it, like DNA. And it's the same thing in criminology. You just go in and go, you know, I know you buried that person. I didn't bury that woman. Oh, how'd you know we were talking about a woman? It's the same deal. I mean, these people act, not all of them, a lot of them act totally stupid. The key ones, the feds, and somebody comes in and says, stop it, shut it down. You see the woman come in, cut it off. The ATF starts getting up on stage, giving hand signals, shut it down, shut it down, shut it down, shut it down. And again, I don't have time to toot my horn. I don't want to toot my horn because it's dangerous, you know, as much as we know. It's kind of like that Gnarls Barkley song. Can you guys find that? Maybe go out to break or come back in with it. Crazy. You know, the part where he says, I'm not crazy because I didn't know enough. It was because I knew too much. Does that make me crazy? Does that make me crazy? And I said, if it's a false flag, they'll probably throw a bio attack into it, like the anthrax against Congress. Now, one of two things should happen with that level of predictability. I should have the government here asking, why do I know that, if they weren't the ones doing it? Of course, no one's going to authorize the FBI to come over here and do that, because, A, that would give me attention to then go, oh, no, actually, you're probably behind it. Your bosses, Fast and Furious, on and on and on. Anthrax case. A, they should be visiting me because I said that yesterday, which, of course, they won't. Because, A, I know something. Or B, I know something. I know you, and I know what you're up to. You can bet your boots. And I'll tell you, they know people are aware of false flag right now. This is all being war-gamed. It's all been clicking. We're going to Watson. It's all been clicking. And I thought this even a few days ago, right when it first happened. They're not going to announce right away. They're going to whet the appetite. And then they're going to gauge, do we go with a Muslim patsy in negotiations with Iran right now that are going on? Or do we go with a right-wing patsy that we can blame? That's what they've been gearing up for. That's where I think it's been going, and it looks like it is going in that direction now, because that's where the pre-programming and the media was. I mean, it's not hard to figure this out. It's like if you hear a motorcycle coming down the road, you hear it first. That sounds like a motorcycle. Yeah, oop, it's a motorcycle. I mean, it's Here's my playing the drums. That sounds like drums. Yeah, okay. Somebody rounds the corner playing drums. I mean, this is a lot of times you hear geese quacking before or honking is the proper word before they come flying over. When you're out there with your 10 gauge, you're calling them in. You hear the honking. And I mean, I heard the honking around the block. I mean, I was like, I said, drums, drums, drums in the deep a few months ago, every day for a week. I said, they're going to stage a terror attack. Drums, drums, drums in the deep. They are coming. The drums. I mean, boom, 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 boom. I mean, you see the light coming around the passage. Okay, here they come. Okay, any minute now. Okay. Oh, my gosh, it's cresting. Get ready. That morning, get ready. Get ready. I feel a disturbance. Boom. In come the goblins. To use a Lord of the Rings analogy. And again, I told you yesterday, and we don't have the crew to do it. People go watch the first few hours of the show. I said over and over again, just like they launched the anthrax attacks, that's the type of thing they'll do. I expect them to launch a similar bio attack targeting Congress. Now a senator's been sent Ryerson, and they think Obama has been sent. The Ryerson Fox News is reporting. As well, Secret Service suspicious letter mailed to Obama being tested now, similar to the other letter. And one guy's a pro-gun guy, a senator they need to vote, and but then the whole government can play the part of their victims now, too, so they can be stars in the whole event. Of course, most of them don't even know and are compartmentalized. Most people have not reverse-engineered this information. They just get up there, follow their talking points, go over it. Now, this next piece, before I get into all the other news... they have banned, they've done this several years in a row. We've gone and shot film of it to put in our documentaries like Fall of the Republic, Oath Keepers, that constitutional lawyer, Ron Paul, staffer, veteran, Stuart Rhodes is coming on later. They go to Lexington Green to have their Oath Keeper event, and a lot of different groups, you know, get it for an hour here and there. And we've gone and filmed it before. You've seen some of that footage. Stuart Rhodes, they were given the word, and we're going to break this at InfoWars.com. They were told by the city that because Oath Keepers is now considered an extremist group by the Southern Poverty Law Center, and that they don't want to have any, quote, white nationals. Now, you have to, under the First Amendment, let the Ku Klux Klan go have a rally. But there's nothing racial about Oath Keepers, and, you know, Stuart Rhodes is, you know, mother's a Mexican, but it doesn't matter now. You see, all conservatives are now racist, as MSNBC has said. All gun owners are racist and terrorist. See, they're going to flip the whole script. I mean, the training manuals say this already. Christians, you know, will you arrest them? Will you take their guns? Again, I heard the drums, and I went, it's like being a kid and hearing an ice cream truck. You hear the ice cream truck, and you run in and beg mom for, you know, a quarter, or whatever it was when you were a kid, to go out and get the biggest ice cream you can, and you hear the ding, 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 and you know, oh, that's over there. Sounds like it's coming this way. Oh, no, it's going to turn down another street, and you run as fast as you can to the ice cream truck. And, I mean, I hear the ice cream truck, and I go, an ice cream truck's about to come around that corner. Ding, ding, ice cream truck. Everybody's like, how dare you say an ice cream truck was going to come around the corner? By the way, I'd like a... chocolate fudge popsicle, please. Shut up, Jones. How dare you say an ice cream truck was coming around? Yeah, and I'll take one of those push-ups. Yeah, the orange one. And a bag of peanuts. Do you know how frustrating this is? Do you know how frustrating this is? And the public is so gullible that I'm going to have to sit here and watch troops on the streets and checkpoints everywhere. Everything they've admitted they've been training for, they act like you don't even know or exist. They've been getting ready for this forever. And now, Oath Keepers, that just says we'll upkeep our oath and defend the Republic and follow the Bill of Rights, they have now been banned. And, of course, they're going to show up anyways. So if I had reporters, I would send them there. All the reporters I've got have got to run the news because I already had planned. Aaron Dykes has gone off to do his own media thing, which we wish him luck on, with his friend Melissa Melton. So that's a nice media relationship being formed over there. That's great. Maybe they should go do it. But I sent Rob Jacobson and John Bayon out to California for some big interviews they're doing, and I just don't have the crew. I mean, I guess I could jump on an airplane and do it from Lexington Green. Maybe I need to go to Boston and Lexington and Concord. Maybe that's the answer. Because in America, if they say you can't be on Lexington Green on April 19th, when months ago they had the permit and they had it for the 3 hours, and that now, no, you're a bad political group. There's nothing worse than veterans, a whole bunch of them, highly decorated, you know, colonels and stuff. You're not allowed to because of the bombing. They actually told them that, too. I mean, do you see where all this is going? Do you see where all of this is going? And I'm sitting here knowing what the next thing is. Now, they may change the script. I mean, there's a 1% chance, and I'm exaggerating that. I mean, it's less than a 1% chance in my mind. I have a certainty. This is a false flag because bare minimum they provocateured it. Bare minimum, this is going to be like, well, I mean, I've got a Swan piece where he breaks down on Fox how the FBI staged stuff before. The New York Times was reported. I've got a Andrew Napolitano piece from a year ago before they canceled Freedom Watch talking about how the FBI staged events. I'm going to air those next hour. Anyone who's informed knows there's a long history. Am I saying every FBI agent's involved? No. The counterterrorism group who has to have this existence and their elitism. How many bomb squad, how many local bomb squad guys have been caught in the last 50 years planting bombs and then calling it in to be the hero? Do you know the number? I tried to find an accurate number. It's in the hundreds. It is an epidemic of guys all day at a fake job with no real bombs. Maybe if they work at a department 20 years, they might actually have a real bomb. So pretty soon, guys reloading becomes bombs. And somebody's in your house to do repair work and sees reloading equipment. This has happened. And a SWAT team comes and they blow up your reloading equipment just in case something was in the black powder case. See, talk about everything looking like a nail when you're a hammer. So that's all this is. This is the people in control who want more control to grandstand and be heroes, and now they're going to mail themselves Ryerson and mail it to a few Republicans so it has credibility before they get mailed it so they can all grandstand and be part of the drama. I mean, it is unbelievable. It's just like a bomb squad tech planting a bomb at the fire department, and then he goes and saves the day. I mean, I am just so sick of this. I want to go to Paul Watson because talking about hoaxes, this article is up on Infowars.com right now. They are going around saying Fox pulls hoax episode of Family Guy. That's a joke from that Paul Watson did, you know, joking. Because they're saying the first we edited things deceptively when it was somebody else's clip, just the two pieces from the March 17th episode. We're going to skip this network break because I want to give Paul some time here. And all of that went on. Well, you know what, Paul? You've got the floor. Break down what happened here because it's such an incredible hoax. This really freaked them out. They're saying we're a hoax. And some are saying this episode didn't even exist, as you document, when AP admits it did exist. And then all we did was show the two clips from the same episode, one where Bob Costas asked, how did you win the marathon? And it shows all these dead people at the Boston Marathon at the finish line with blood. And then it cuts later to him detonating the bombs with a cell phone. And then they call that a hoax when they're running the hoax, and then they're erasing it everywhere. But then you read the fine print of AP, they admit it's not a hoax. They call it a controversy. So this is how stupid they think you are. Let's go ahead and go to Paul Watson. Paul Watson, what's happening here?
Hi, Alex. Good to be here. Yeah, this was a clip that I saw yesterday, quite early on yesterday. And as he said, it's from the cartoon comedy show Family Guy, broadcast about 3 weeks ago, March 17th, 3 weeks before the actual Boston Marathon bombings. In that single episode are two separate scenes. One scene, as you said, depicts victims at the finish line of the Boston Marathon having been killed, having been massacred, covered in blood, dismembered limbs, etc. The other scene, which is a different scene from the same episode, depicts the main character in Family Guy detonating two explosive devices via a cell phone. So somebody put that out on the internet and edited those two clips together. I saw it, made a commentary YouTube video about it, saying not that it was proof of an inside job or some grand conspiracy, merely that the fact that an episode of a cartoon broadcast 3 weeks before the marathon bombings, in which scenes eerily similar were depicted, was weird, was bizarre, was strange, was interesting. Didn't claim it was proof of anything. Put the 4-minute commentary video out yesterday. Within hours, within about 3 hours, the video was deleted by YouTube, and they put a strike on my account, threatened to terminate my account. Then, immediately after that, this meme began to circulate amongst the media that the Family Guy link to the Boston Marathon bombings was a hoax. And this prompted people to litter the YouTube channel. I made two subsequent videos about it.
Saying, how dare you, you scum. I was reading them. There is no episode. We totally made it up. We're evil.
Yeah, and they claimed that the scenes were from two different episodes slammed together. Well, no, even all the articles attacking us admit that it's from the same episode.
But wait, Paul, some people are saying the episode didn't even exist.
Well, exactly. And then the creator of Family Guy comes out, Seth MacFarlane. This is the guy who created a cartoon in which dead Boston Marathon runners were depicted, torn apart, bloodied, dismembered. He's the one who created that.
And laughing as bombs detonate, again, following the Southern Poverty Law Center script that... What's the name of the show? Tell people the name of the show. Turbaned Cowboy, where the Tea Partier joins Al-Qaeda and starts bombing. I mean, that's on every show now. As I said, rolling out the new meme. How obvious does this have to get? Yeah, tell us what MacFarlane said.
Well, he's the one making light of terrorist attacks in a show broadcast 3 weeks before the Boston Marathon bombings. He's the one depicting dead Boston Marathon runners in a show broadcast 3 weeks before. Yet, in the hours after this controversy began to emerge, he came out and said that conspiracy theorists who were even talking about this or drawing attention to it were, quote, abhorrent. We're abhorrent for talking about it. He's the one who made light of terrorist attacks.
Well, I mean, the whole show is about tearing down fatherhood. I mean, he's an operative, and we need to see, the X-Files people called me, and Dean Haglund said, I want to come meet you. The CIA plants these scripts on us, and you know, I've talked to Chris Carter, and it looks like they planted this one of the government using a drill to hijack a jumbo jet by remote control to fly to the World Trade Center to blame it on Afghanistan, and they use a drill to make the NORAD stand down 6 months before. This guy comes to me, and they're all freaked out about it. Now, on the other side, this guy puts out a Family Guy showing this and then says, we're despicable for pointing it out. Now, it could be somebody used this as a script, and maybe they just pick things out of TV to copycat. You know, there was a real terror attack. What was it, like in 99 that somebody was bombing all over the Midwest? And I remember seeing it before he put the final eye on it. And I said, look, that's a smile and one eye. I got this right. This is not hard. It's like a puzzle. They're going to bomb the other eye. It's going to be somebody who thinks they're Tyler Durden from Fight Club. And you know what, Paul? I was right. And the weirdest thing is they had so-called patriot leaders on CNN. It was Bo Greitz at the time. And we had a big falling out over this. And he said, yeah, it's probably the black helicopter people bombing this. And I called into his show that was on the network, this network at the time. And I said, Bo, that's Fight Club, buddy. This is a real terror attack. And you know how I knew it was a real terror attack? I'd even learned by then. It was because they weren't giving it a lot of attention. You see, real terror attacks, there have been real terror attacks. I don't know who's done them, but I've got sources in law enforcement. They don't know either, really, because they're told to stand down. There have been chemical plants blown up. There have been oil refineries blown up. There have been attacks no one even knows about. Where you hear, there was an explosion. No. It was blown up, folks. But when somebody really does that, you don't hear about it. For a real terror attack, they shut it down. I'm sorry, Paul. Go ahead.
Well, the thing about it is, I didn't even go into any speculation about it. I just said, this is weird, this is interesting. And within hours, it was deleted off YouTube. And then you've got websites like Mediaite, Internet Falls for Family Guy predicted Boston bombing's hoax. And it says that we said that it was a vast corporate media conspiracy that was complicit in a totally scripted false flag involving Monsanto, cable networks, and leaders of the New World Order. That's actually the opposite of what I said. I said, I'm not saying this is proof of a massive conspiracy. I'm saying it's weird, bizarre, and interesting. And worthy.
Well, absolutely. We've said we don't know exactly who's behind it, but all the pre-scripting shows they were getting ready for it. And now there's a drill confirmed. They try to deny that. Our reporter goes, they deny it to him. Now we've got lying going on. And you've got all these bills they're trying to pass, just like 9/11. Now there's ricin, just like anthrax. And I said that yesterday, Paul, before this was even announced. I'm telling you, what does your gut tell you, 14 years studying this stuff, Paul?
Well, the New York Times reported that the FBI, quote, facilitated most of the domestic terrorist plots in recent times in the United States. I mean, you've got the underwear bomber being helped on the plane by a well-dressed man, U.S. government agent, according to eyewitness Kurt Haskell, allowed on by the State Department. You've got the 1993 World Trade Center bomber, the informant being cut out of the loop by the FBI, and the FBI giving real explosives to the Al-Qaeda group that carried out the bombing. You've got Operation Gladio in Italy and other European countries in the 70s and 80s. Where a 2000 Italian parliamentary investigation found, according to sworn eyewitness testimony, that U.S. agents were involved in bombing train stations and other targets as part of the NATO stay-behind operation to create a strategy of tension to get more power, more to influence the body politic, to demonize left-wing groups, to demonize right-wing groups. But in the past few hours, these photos have emerged out of the from the scene of the Boston Marathon bombings. And basically, they show four or five individuals wearing coats and hats that look like they're heavy and weighed down.
Absolutely. In fact, I was going to get to that. I'm glad you raised that. And here are the articles breaking at InfoWars.com. Follow-up attack, Ryerson sent a senator who ended gun control filibuster, second letter sent to Obama. I mean, this is a repeat of the Patriot Act passage, folks, but now it's gun grabbing and open borders and giving Homeland Security autonomy. CNN links alleged pressure cooker bomb to extreme right-wing individuals so they can say, see, we told you, bomb runners were warned, you're going to die. This is incredible. Fox pulls hoax episode of Family Guy. Salon hopes Boston bomber turns out to be white American. Look at these InfoWars.com headlines. Official Boston bombing likely carried out by domestic terrorists. And again, I said the minute it happened, I said they're going to blame right-wingers and libertarians. That's my gut. And then even right-wing media said I was wrong to say that. Why? Why am I bad because I'm right, Paul? Why am I bad? Why are you bad? But yeah, get back to these now guys in trench coats. And what they're saying, because they're now getting into a frenzy, going, it's time to demonize the devil Whitey, and it's all white guys on TV saying this. This is now they're going to make us all perpetrators, all Americans, all libertarians, all conservatives. We're now going to be the bad guy.
Well, there's this meme that's been circulating out of the FBI and DHS for probably about 2 or 3 years now that white domestic conservative Tea Party extremists are going to start working with Muslim Middle Eastern Al-Qaeda terrorists in order to commit attacks in the United States. And interestingly enough, these photos show people with large black backpacks, one of which was subsequently found just feet from where they actually
stay there, let's talk more about it.
This is GCN, the Genesis Communications Radio Network.
Introducing Pro One. All of your filtration in one system, portable, on the go. No more do you have two or three filters to just reduce sodium fluoride. You have a system that cuts out the sodium fluoride and up to 95% of hydrofluorosilicic acid. Advanced manufacturing technology combines silver impregnated white ceramic with new Aquamedics advanced media for removal of fluoride and other heavy metals, all in one filter element. It is the only one that does it, and out of the gate,
We have it discounted at 10% off with promo code WATER. This is the only system that in one unit helps reduce or remove pesticides, herbicides, chloramines, ammonia, and chlorine, hydrofluorosilicic acid, the most common form of fluoride not covered by other fluoride filter brands, and sodium hexafluorosilicate. Get your Pro Pure with a new Pro One filter today at InfoWarsStore.com or by calling 888-253-3139.